Okay. All right.
So in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. So then today is, you know, Monday of Holy Week. And today is the day when our Lord went and he was hungry and he wanted to eat the fig tree. But there was not, the scripture says it was not the season of figs. It wasn't the season of figs. And so there was no fig on the tree. And then our Lord became very angry and he cursed the fig tree. Because when our Lord wants fruit, there must be fruit. God made the tree, tried to give him figs, but it wasn't ready for figs and he was ready, so therefore he cursed the fig tree. And then he went in and preached to the people of Jerusalem. He came back and the next morning, Tuesday, tomorrow, he walked by the same fig tree and the apostles noticed the fig tree was withered and it died in the course of the one day. And also today we read about St. Mary Magdalene and Judas a few days before the crucifixion. Could have been today, Monday, or Saturday, the Monday before Holy Week. Our Lord, just after Palm Sunday, on this day, Monday, our Lord Jesus Christ was back. He cursed the fig tree in the morning. He went in and preached. The people listened to him. And then he came back and everybody came to the dinner with Lazarus, like it says in the Gospel today. And the people came to, our Lord was at the dinner. And it was, like Bishop Sheen mentioned, it was a custom in those days that when there was a dinner, that the rich man and the people around him would have the dinner. But other people would come and sit around on the floor to listen to the conversation, to see what was going on and to be there. And they were not kicked out of the house, but they came in. And on this particular day, our Lord had his dinner with Lazarus and he had his dinner with the apostles. And there were many, many, probably hundreds of people inside the house. And St. John says there were many people came into the house, not just to see Christ, but they wanted to see Lazarus, because Lazarus was just dead 5 days ago. Now Lazarus is raised from the dead, and they wanted to see Lazarus. And so they came not only to see Christ, but also to see Lazarus. And all those tons of people were in the house. And it's the second time St. Mary Magdalene comes in. And this time she comes into the house. And remember, when she came into the house to pour the alabaster oil on the feet of our Lord, there was our Lord, there were the 12 apostles, including Judas. And there are also all these people sitting around the side. There were many hundreds, at least 100 witnesses packed in that house and to listen to the conversation. And St. Mary Magdalene came in and she paid no attention to the crowd. And she paid no attention even to Lazarus, her brother. And she came and she broke the alabaster oil over the feet of our Lord that was worth 300 denarii, which is 1 year's worth of wages. So it's a very, very valuable $30,000 worth of oil. So when she broke that oil over the feet of our Lord, that she broke the ointment over the feet of our Lord on this day, and Judas was scandalized. And Judas stood up. And you can imagine the scene where Judas stood up and he said, "To what purpose was this waste? This could have been sold and given to the poor." There was an incredible righteousness with which Judas spoke. And Judas was also the one that was in charge of the money. He distributed the money to the poor. And he was the one who had the care of the poor. And so of all the 12 apostles, he was the one most fitting to stand up and say something. But the other 11 apostles, including St. Peter and St. John, the 11th apostle, she just wasted a really expensive, that's a $30,000 bottle of oil, and she broke it. Most of it fell on the floor. The rest of it went up into the air, and maybe three or four drops of it actually hit the feet of our Lord. She was trying to pour oil on the feet of our Lord, but instead of it, she couldn't come out fast enough, so it just broke. She just broke it. And it all filled the room, and it was just a scandal. To what purpose is this waste? And Bishop Sheen says, these words have been spoken down the last 2,000 years. To what purpose is this waste? Why do you take gold and make it into chalices? Why do you take money and build churches? What are the values of church? A church is a place to praise God, but it's of no value to man. And why spend all that money on stained glass, spend all that money on a chalice, send all that money on things of the church, which are of no use to man? We could have used that for the poor. We could have used that to build our own house. We could have used that to make ourselves wealthier. We could have used it for anything other than just this worthless church. You built, spent all this money on the church. To what purpose is this waste? And then also, to what purpose is the waste of a young life? Here's a young man who could become very successful and be very successful in this world, and he ran off to a monastery. And especially the waste of a young girl, a beautiful young girl, who could be so successful in the world and be a mother of many children and be a great star. And she goes and gives herself to a convent and gives herself away to a life of poverty and to take care of the sick and to do other works of charity? To what purpose is this waste? This word has been said over so many things in our Catholic Church. Our Lord Jesus Christ gives one response. He doesn't say, Judas, you're a thief. Judas, you don't care about the poor. Judas, you just want this money so you can steal it because you are a thief. That's not what he says, Judas, which is very true. He rather says, to what purpose is this waste? So Judas says that. Our Lord responds, the poor. He could have been sold, given to the poor, says Judas. And the Lord says, the poor you have always with you. You will always have poor people with you. I don't care who wants to end poverty. As long as you're on this earth, as long as human beings are on this earth, there's going to be poverty. And the poor you will always have with you. But me you do not always have. So why waste for Christ? Why waste because we love him? Why waste because we want to adore him? And that waste is most worthy. And why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ wasted all his power on making millions of stars, billions of stars. He didn't just make enough stars so we could see. He didn't just make enough wheat so we could eat. He made more wheat than we could ever eat. He made more stars than we can ever see. And that's the way Lord Jesus Christ always did. He wasted so many stars that we'll never see. So much wheat we'll never eat. So many trees we can never use for our own wood or for our own benefit. He made an infinite number of things. He always poured himself out abundantly. And waste is one of the signs of divine generosity. And if we love God, and if we want to imitate him, there must be some kind of waste. Why? Because of him. We waste plenty on ourselves. We waste plenty to get ahead of our own selves. But what about, to what purpose is this waste? And so our Lord Jesus Christ says the purpose of waste. The purpose of this waste is for my burial. Because in a few days, I'm going to be buried. I'm going to be killed. I'm going to be dead before the end of the week. And I'm going to be buried. And this is for my burial. And they're not going to have enough time to pour the oil upon my face. They're not going to have enough time to put the sacred oil and the salve on my face because I'm going to have to be buried very quickly. So there's not enough time to give what I need after I die. Therefore, you must give it now. You will not be able to have the customary wake. You won't be able to have the customary anointings. You won't be able to have the customary burial. But I'll be dead at 3 p.m. And by 6, I have to be in the tomb. There isn't going to be time for all the customs of a funeral. So therefore, she has poured the oil out now. And so it is, many, many people plan on giving to God when they're old, but they may not live to be old. Giving to God in their will, but their will may be taken by someone else. And it's too late. We have to give to God in our youth. We have to give to God now. We have to give to God this time, not next year, next week, next month. We must waste our lives for Christ. We need young men to give themselves to the priesthood and brotherhood. We need young women to give themselves to the religious life and to be mothers of children, many children, so that there can be a people into the kingdom of heaven. To what purpose is this waste? Waste is in order because of God is here and he's not always with us. Therefore, let us give generously because of him now, of our money, of our time, of our health, of our things that we have, of all things that we have to give to Christ. That's what we must do. What purpose was this waste? Judas was scandalized, and he wasn't the only one scandalized. They were all scandalized. But Judas was scandalized, and he said this word. Why? Because he was a thief. And we forget also that we are also thieves. We're also thieves. We take the money that's given to us, and we use it for sin. That's stealing from God. We use it for all kinds of wicked purposes. That's stealing from God. So we are also thieves, like Judas was. And therefore, let's no longer steal of the things God gave us for our own selfish, sinful benefit, but rather waste these things for the glory of God and for his, because his time with us is short. I close that with you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.